Today, for instance, you are looking at your window, it's rainy, and you say, ah, I feel sad, I feel frustrated. Okay, it's very important that you are able to embrace this emotion. The more you are able to embrace this, the more you are able to change and to go to another state of being. The more you accept, the more it flows like that. First, observation. Two, acceptation. It can take 3 minutes. Okay, I feel sad. I allow myself to feel sad. And now I can choose. Hey, I am not only that. What I want to be? What would love say? What would joy say? What would peace say? And you ask another part of you. And you can be in peace, in sadness, in anger. And everything can coexist in you. And you are just the consciousness that is aware of that. That keep on doing what it has to do according to your most beautiful goals and intention.
Hi everyone, it's Özlem Özkan from Amsterdam. It's so nice to have you here today on Bridging. In Bridging, I have incredible conversations with world's leading minds, fascinating people, and game changers. My vision is to help people to learn, practice, and transform in all areas of life. I want to make wisdom practical and available for everyone. As a side note, this episode is also available on my YouTube channel. And please don't forget to follow me also on Instagram, Ozkan Özlem, OzkanOzlem. Sit back, listen, and hopefully, what you will learn today, you will practice and transform. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the newest episode of the Bridging Podcast. It's your host, Özlem Özkan. The Bridging Podcast is here for you to learn, practice, and transform in any area of your life. And I want to mention here, this is only for educational purposes, and it's not a medical advice or a therapy session. Today, I'm together with Antoine. And Antoine, can you please tell me your surname? Because it's difficult for me to pronounce it.
The way you pronounce it is very good. So keep on like that because I like it. It's not the French accent, but it's perfect the way you do it because everything is perfect as it is.
Okay, I like that. So Antoine Remazeille?
Yeah, you can say it. In French, we say Remazeille.
Antoine Remazeille. So Antoine is a trainer and a coach, which works in the personal transformation area. He works with individuals as well as groups. So before becoming a trainer back in 2017, he was working as an entrepreneur in renewable energy, actually chasing achievement and recognition. After that, he went on a travel, came back home and felt, and what now? He started doing Dr. Joe Dispenza's meditation retreats and became an NCS trainer around 2017. He became a HeartMath trainer, works with different techniques such as emotional healing, acceptance, and Lise Bourbeau's work. Welcome, Antoine.
Thank you, Özlem. I'm very happy to be here and to share a great conversation and discussion with you. As we have been sharing in the past, because we have been in events together, and it's always a pleasure to share with you and to build great conversation together.
Yeah, I actually want to tell a personal experience because my first Dr. Joe retreat was in 2020 or 2021, and I met Antoine there. I was in his group. He was a team lead, but I don't know if he recognized me, but I remember him from that, my first event. And in 2024, in December in Cancun, we started actually being in the same team. He as a meditation assist and me as a volunteer. And there we had amazing conversations about the subtle art of creating a life you want and accepting yourself, like what is actually the right balance, right?
Exactly. We had a really marvelous conversation, and it was really about how we can get in this place where we can really accept each of our emotions and at the same time not getting blocked into that in order to go where we really want to go, for create a new future, for create this new version of ourselves, embracing the emotion and enjoying life.
Yeah. So before we dive in fully, first of all, Antoine, can you tell us a little bit about your story around working for achievement, recognition, and approval, and then shifting your life into becoming a trainer and coach in personal transformation? How did that happen?
Yes, yes. Thank you for this question. I would say for me, this was my path. This was my revelation. When I started to work in my company, I created a company in renewable energy. And for me, it was a way, unconsciously, when I get success, to bring my company to a great level in order to prove myself that I was worthy of love, worthy of recognition. I've been raised in a family where achievement, material realization is very important. And since I'm a kid, I've been conditioned in this way that to be loved, I need to succeed something extraordinary, I will say. In order to receive the love of my family, I need to do something that is really incredible. At least the child that I was understood things like that. And so I was really conditioned to get love, you have to succeed. So I was caught in that pattern. And since now, sometimes I fall back into that and I can catch myself back into this big conditioning. And so my company was a way, of course, to contribute because it was renewable energy. But behind that, it was, hey, if I succeed and I have a great great results, and I will be loved, and I will be able to love myself. So that's how I lived, and I really engaged myself in this mission. For me, that was a mission, and till the point, it worked very well for me, and I was able to sold my company to some investors, and I realized like a kind of material. I would say kind of abundance. Yeah, I realized that I achieved this financial abundance. And this was great for me. I was able to say, hey, I can do whatever I want to do in every moment. I sold some big solar park and I did an inauguration. All my family was there. There were some deputies. So it was a big day for my personality. Like, yeah, see, I am worthy. I am great now. And at this moment, I decided also to realize one of my dreams was to travel around the world, backpacking, because I was also an adventurous and always very drawn to adventure, to experience, to meet people. And I started to travel during 1 year. Mm-hmm. And this was a really beautiful experience. I met a lot of people. I had great adventures in some crazy countries, and it was beautiful. But what happened when I came back home?
Can we, before we get back home, can we unpack the gold, what you just have told us, actually? Because you said initially, so I was unconscious about the idea that I was doing all these things, starting building this business and eventually selling the business to an investor, getting all the family around and kind of clapping for you. Wow, amazing, great, what you all have achieved. You did it all to get the love of your family. And now the listener or the watcher on YouTube, consciously or unconsciously, might feel, I have the same. And like we are all, most of the people in this world are doing things to get love, either achievement, either other things. So while you were on this journey, did you already notice while doing this that you were doing it for self-love, or did the hits come later?
I didn't realize that. It was for me a way. I was so conditioned into this pattern since I was a kid that It was normal for me. My father was an entrepreneur. I think he realized and had a lot of success in his life. And he was really dependent of this also recognition from others to feel worthy to be loved. And for me, yes, like you said, this is a big conditioning in this material reality, in this 3D reality, in this incarnation where our souls have decided to come and to live and to believe that we have to do or to be a certain way to deserve the love from our parents. Why I said our parents? Because when we are kids, it's always like if our father and our mother were the source, where all the love we want, we need to deserve it, and it comes from our parents. So it's always in our families that we learn some big patterns that will condition our life all lifelong. And if we don't become aware of it, all along you can be someone that is looking for success, that is looking for recognition, that is looking for have to serve others in order to feel worthy to be loved. So those are the big pattern of the personality. And there is an instrument that is called the Enneagram. Enneagram of the
personality. Yes.
Yeah. Enneagram of the personality, which describes 9 types of personality. And each type has a pattern. Like number one, in order to feel worthy to be loved, I need to be perfect. Number two, in order to be worthy to receive love, I have to serve others. Number three, you have to succeed. Number four, you have to be different. Number five, you have to be very intellectual. You have to have a lot of knowledge. Number six, you have to be in loyalty for your family, for your society. Number seven, you have to have always to be happy. Number eight, you have to be strong. Number nine, you have to be always a peaceful person. When we discover that our condition is made of those great roots, this is when we can become aware of that and say, wow, all my life is conditioned due to those patterns. And this is when you realize, and for me, recently, I had this realization again in an exercise I was doing with someone that was telling me, if you don't have success, who are you? And I was lost. I was really, wow, really my life is based on, I have to achieve something. I have to have success. If not, I am nothing. And this was again, 20 years after selling my company or 15 years, it was again a revelation that even in my spiritual path, even in my coaching, I have to have success in order to feel worthy to be loved.
Yeah.
So it's really important when you arrive to see that, because this is when you can be conscious of it and you can only change what you are aware of and say, wow, I am going to follow this again and again and all my life be conditioned like that and be like those people that we saw and that run after recognition all their life.
But this actually really hits me here, Antoine, because I get a realization right now. So basically, I prepared for this episode together. And for me, I can feel it right now, but I didn't feel it while preparing. I was like, I need to prepare this so well. I need to give Antoine and the audience such a great experience. So then they love this episode and ultimately they love me. Can you see? I feel that right now. And yeah, that's like basically what you just said. We all use strategies in different ways conditioned by our parents and later maybe by other adults in our life, maybe teachers at schools or coaches, you know, at the school, sport clubs, on doing things in order to feel we are worthy to be loved.
Exactly. And thank you so much for your authenticity, your vulnerability. That's beautiful what you just said, because you are able to share that. And this means you are becoming aware and being able to share it. And we're going to talk about that is call acceptation. And this is when we become aware, then we accept that we can pretend to do something different. So you are in the right path, and that's really beautiful. And thank you for saying that, because I was feeling the same. Before this podcast, I was, wow, Özlem, she had great participant. Many people may be able to watch this episode. I have to succeed. I have to say very interesting thing. If not, I will be judged. People won't like me. So before the episode, I jumped into a meditation. And what I do, and what is very important for me right now, is first, I saw this fear, the fear of not being loved, of not being worthy, this fear of being stupid, this fear of not saying something untrusted. And I say, wow, okay, this is a reality inside of me. This comes from my childhood pattern. What can I do with that? First is to observe it, is to accept this is a part of me. This is really part of my inner world, and I really want to embrace it. So I just took a moment and I started to breathe into that, to feel it.
Do you close your eyes when you feel?
Yeah, exactly. So I can share what I am doing. I really try to find the part of my body where is a fear. In this case, and many cases, it's in my belly. The fear of not being good enough, the fear of not being worthy, the fear of being stupid, not interesting. And I feel it, and right now I can feel it. And I just took the time to say, okay, you are here. That means I put all my attention and my energy in this part of this body, of my body, and I start to give it space, like breathing with it, like giving attention and allowing it to be just because it's there.
You allow them to exist instead of pushing them away, instead of saying, I cannot feel this. You're allowing it all wherever they are in your body, either in your chest, either in your tummy or anywhere.
Exactly. And at one point, what is very magical is the power of presence, the power of attention, because hey, we know what the most valuable in our life is to give attention to people, to people we love, and all the medias, all the system, what they want. They want your attention. And if you are able to give your presence, your attention to this part of yourself, at some point it feels recognized. And you can say that it is relaxing. And what I love to do when I do that is say, okay, now you are here. And I accept you are here. I don't want you to change. You can stay here. But what I'm going to do is now I decide to be in peace with you. You can be there, but I can be with you, whatever you are. And that's a different posture. I don't search now to be, hey, I have to be 100% confident, joyful, serenity. No, I can be good and in peace with what it is. And I am not, like you said, struggling against it. That makes the whole difference.
So are you saying with this, to just sum it up in one or two sentences, instead of focusing on the other, you know, instead of focusing on, I'm fearful what she thinks about me, I'm fearful about how I will talk, I'm fearful about what I would say, you're focusing totally back to you, what are the feelings, and you are accepting these feelings, feeling through the feelings, having peace with them. And sometimes what even helps, what I would like to add, and please correct me if you agree or not agree, is saying to myself, it's okay to feel like this, whatever that is.
Totally, totally. And like you said, for me, the formula is just what you said. One, acceptation, embracing the emotion and being in peace with that, with this reality. It's like we have, our personality is very complex, has many parts. And I can be in peace with this part of me that is in worry, that is in anger, that is in sadness. It can be there, but I don't have to be all identified to that. Mm-hmm. I can be the awareness that embrace it. So this is the first part. And the second part is just, I remind myself, my value is inestimable, is unconditional. Why? Because I truly believe that we are soul, spirit, whatever you call it, that came to make a beautiful experience, a beautiful adventure on earth. And just because we are that, our value is inestimable. Mm-hmm. And reminding that you don't have to be a certain way, you don't have to do a certain way, as you are, because you are this spirit on earth, your value is unconditional.
So sometimes I think about when I have feelings like that, when I am quite harsh towards myself or judgmental towards myself, is, you know, when you have a baby or an infant, you love that baby or that little child, 4 or 5 year old, because of that little child, because of the being. I don't look at, did you draw a nice picture? I don't look at, like, did you smile at me or did you do? No, you just love the being for the being, and there is no other reason.
Totally, and thank you for reminding that, because I truly believe today that we are a part of this divine energy source, creative intelligence, whatever we call it. And this creative energy that is at the beginning and the source of everything that exists is within us, is everywhere. We are just a part of it. And like you said, this energy doesn't have judgment, doesn't have expectation. The only purpose of this energy is to be alive, is to create, is to experiment life. Mm-hmm. It can be among sadness, it can be among fear, it can be in joy, it can be when you get angry with someone. It's part of the of the experimentation. And this energy, for me, because we can have very beautiful and powerful experience during our meditation, and that's happened, for example, in Dr. Joe with Dr. Joe meditation, which are really powerful when he leads you to become an awareness and really reconnect like a drop of water in the ocean to the source energy, and you feel that you are love, whatever it is. And it's about reminding us in our day-to-day life, I am love, how I am. And so even when I am angry sometime in the traffic, I say, wow, I'm back. And now my personality start to say, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have behaved like that.
Yeah.
No, this energy doesn't judge. It loves just as we are. Yeah. So it's about reminding that a lot.
Let's go back for a moment to that part when you got the achievement, when you sold your company. And until that time, you did not realize why you are doing it, for the achievement and for the approval, right? And what happened then, after you came back from travel, that you became more aware of these things?
For me, the great initiation that happened when I came back from this fantastic trip, backpacking in other culture, I arrive home and I feel like empty myself. I didn't have any more mission, like having a company, like traveling, and I was in front of myself and I was feeling empty. And I didn't feel energy in order to wake up in the morning. It was kind of a depression, you know? Mm-hmm. And I realized in this moment that, wow, in order to be good in my life, to feel good, to feel at peace, to feel in joy, to feel love, I have to achieve many things. I have to have a company. I have to have success. I have to travel. I have to have friends. And this really make me become aware that I was dependent of my external achievement, the external world, the material world, in order to feel good with myself. And I said, yeah, I'm not really free. I am in prison enclosed of this reality. And that's when I decided to find the inner path, the inner path and the inner freedom and the inner liberation, which is for me today, not doing whatever you want when you want it, is being in this state of peace, of serenity, of a certain kind of joy, whatever are the conditions in your life. And this is all a travel and all an adventure.
So you mentioned, like, when you came back, you didn't have to work, or you didn't work back then. And so you had a time also. And in this time, you were like, who am I more? If I'm not the entrepreneur, if I'm maybe not, that's maybe that partner back then, I'm not sure about that. But if I'm not this, if I'm doing nothing, or if I'm not having this network or a group of friends, not socializing, who am I then?
Exactly. I was totally identified with my role in life in 3D reality, and asking the question, who I am really? And that's when I started to find to look for some answer. This is all an adventure. This is all a path of one lifetime, of even more. But yeah, I started to ask a big question about who we are really, what are we doing on Earth, why this need to have so much material things in order to feel full ourselves with, in order to don't feel this emptiness. And I really want to discover that, and I started to find ways and to get interested in meditation, in spirituality, finding masters, finding teachers, and practicing techniques.
So what was the journey of accepting yourself there? Did you accept yourself once you realized, ooh, who am I if I don't have all these things? Did you accept yourself there?
I mean, the way of acceptation is can be for, like I told you, for all a lifetime. Acceptation, really accepting myself, I am working on that every day. And I hope, because every day you are discovering something new. So now what I realized, that I was more enclosed in my personality. And like I told you some time ago, for me, first is becoming aware that I was in my personality, that my personality was drawn, my ego was leading a lot, my personality with a lot of exigence, perfectionism, with a lot of fear. And I started to see that, and it was very uncomfortable to realize that. And then that's where I become aware that if I really wanted to love myself, I couldn't stay at the ego or personality level. I have to become and see life and see myself more through the eyes of this consciousness, this soul that come to make an adventure on Earth and that embrace all things that happen, like this universal consciousness or this creative consciousness that we came from. So, but this is really I am working on that since many years, and this is really a path. And this morning again, I had to remind me myself, what are the purpose for me in life? What is important? I was starting to be very exigent, and I said, hey, my ego is leading now, and I don't have to do so many things in order to feel that I am worthy to be loved. So I had to stop and to remind myself all those concepts. And it's about connecting to that every day.
What is the biggest reason? What was the biggest reason back then that you stayed with that uncomfort, like that uncomfortable feeling, instead, you know, maybe distracting yourself by so many things, socializing, drugs, partying, or whatever, working, doing a lot of workouts? What was the reason you chose the discomfort and allow that feeling to arise?
I think I chose this discomfort because I was feeling so much discomfort with all the things I was doing that I couldn't go further anymore. I was seeing that I was very exigent with myself. I was working a lot, like you said. On weekend, I was going out. I was partying in order to let all this pressure go. I was losing myself and I was not loving and caring with me. I was very pushing and hard with myself. And at one point I said, this is too much. This is too much suffering. And I really want to find the path and the way to become more loving, more caring with me and with others, and not being enclosed in this, you can achieve something. You will be good. What, 3 days, 1 month, 3 months. And after, hey, I'm not worthy anymore. I have to go back to make another company, to have another relation, to make something great. And we are all working a lot of like that. We have been a lot hypnotized to believe that we will feel really worthy or really whole inside if we have many things outside. But this is an illusion. And I think that more and more people right now are starting to understand that. And for me, the generation of our parents, thanks to them, they have shown us that, because they were in all this material comfort, but we have seen that they were not really, really happy or really satisfied with their life. So it's inside, everything is inside.
This makes me think of Michael Beckwith. He has a really nice saying when he was on the Oprah show. He said, you know, sometimes you need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and then something is changing. I had in the past, you know, I had a lot of difficulties with letting go of some of the relationships, either with partner, either with friends or family members, which was really toxic. I felt like, you know, once being together, connected, like family members or, you know, as I said, partners, friends, you are staying there, even though it's toxic. And there was a point in my life that I really, really got sick and tired of being sick and tired of the aftermath, that I decided, so far, nothing more, everything that is becoming toxic for me, then there is no space in my energy area for that. But I had to reach rock bottom. Hit rock bottom to really decide that. But now I'm really curious, if someone like hears that, like the watcher, the listener, do they need to go on a travel and become first without work, or do they need to hit rock bottom like me in order to accept who they are? How does this process go in daily life when they keep going to their work, when they keep looking after their family, when they keep doing the things? Do you need to change countries, or do you need to change work? How can they start little by little accepting who they are?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and I question myself a lot about that. And yes, in many ways, I think that people get to change when they arrive to this point when it's too suffering for them. And they say, hey, I can't stand it. I cannot keep on like that, and I have to change. If not, many people, and I don't say all people, and I don't know, and I don't pretend to have the truth, but what I am observing is that many people, and I have many friends like that, and I love them like that, they are in their comfort zone and they love their life like it is. They have their family. They do some good dinner on weekend. And they are not there. They are not there. They are quite in the zone. And for them, it's comfortable. And they don't, they're not even aware of all those questions. But yeah, what I would say in order to get to have more love, to get to more love to yourself, is really first accept that we are human beings. That we said that we are spirit, okay, but we are incarnated in human bodies. And for me, when you arrive on this earth and you decide to come, if it's a decision, and I believe it, you embrace as you are in this human body all the part of humanity. This means you have jealousy, you have joy, you have avidity, greed, you have every part of the humanity is within you. And for me, is first consider that you can experiment all those different parts. And it's normal and it's fine sometimes to be jealous, it's to be selfish, to be angry. And the problem, and this is much about not loving ourselves, when we start to behave in this way, we have our ego that came and he say, hey, if you're selfish, if you're angry with others, you won't be loved by your mother and your father, but God, whatever, but by what it is, by
yourself. You go to hell.
You go to hell, you're a bad person. And this is when you don't allow yourself to live really the human experience. So if I would have to say one thing, is allow yourself to sometimes be selfish, to sometimes be angry, to sometimes be bad, to sometimes talk bad with people, to be reactive, to sometimes be joyful, and knowing that there is no good nor bad. You are valuable as you are. And everything that you embrace, every state of being, has just consequences. It's not that it's good, it's bad. If you're in front of this person, you are reactive and angry, or you are kind, this is not good, this is not bad. This has some consequences, and this other has other consequences. So choose your state of being and take your responsibility, and that's called maturity.
But let's break it down for a moment. Let's say I'm at work and I know myself. I have prepared so much for the work that I'm going to do. I work with colleagues and I even didn't sleep well because my child didn't sleep. And I wake up with 2 hours sleep, did a lot of work at night, also looked after my child, go to work. And then the first thing that my colleague says, I don't like the presentation, whatever. And I just really get upset because my state of being is already not that much sleep, tired, prepared. If I allow to feeling arise, does it mean it's okay to react or to get angry with the person? What do you say?
Like I just told you, I don't think it's okay or not okay. It's just for you to take the responsibility. If you react, this will have some consequences. If you assume the consequences, react. If you don't want to assume the consequences, you just have to choose another way of reacting. And I know it's very difficult because when you are under anger, it's very difficult to not react. But for me, sometimes to be angry is necessary in order to protect your zone or to protect your point of view in order. And sometimes it's not adapted. So the only thing that I am saying is it's not bad, it's not good. It has consequences. And if you choose, but in most of cases we are not aware and we go in this emotional reaction unconsciously, it will have some consequences.
Yeah, I want to give an example, actually, Antoine. Like 12 years ago, I started my personal transformation journey. And the first year I thought, wow, I'm transformed. And then I was like, oh, my God, so much work to do. The more work I do, the more there is to do. But back then I thought, I was really thinking, okay, now like I'm upset with Antoine. And then I shouldn't react, you know, I should just feel compassion for him because Antoine had maybe a bad day. So I'm not reacting, I'm being kind. But in me, like the anger was like just really bottled up. But I didn't react because I thought, you know, I'm the saint. That's what I thought. I'm like, I need to just feel compassion for him. And coming back home, the energy was so bottled up. What I did, I was just... or running too much, or I was eating too much, or I was just talking with my mom on the phone. She just asked me a normal question and I was answering, yeah, don't call me, I'm tired, or, you know, really in a bad way, because the anger had to go out. And what I learned over 12 years time and what I'm still learning, I really want to emphasize to the watcher, I'm still learning this, is to feel that emotion. And most of the time, I don't react, but I feel it. I disassociate myself from the situation if I can, and feel the emotion, express it in a different way. For example, last week, I live in a really nice place in Amsterdam, and on the balcony, we have shared balconies, I put a rubbish bin with winter clothes that I had to sort out under the chair. 2 days later, the rubbish bin was gone. And I just knock on the door of my neighbor, which is a super kind neighbor. I said, hey, do you know where the rubbish bin is? He says, yeah, I just wanted to help you. I threw it in the bin down, you know. And I was first like, I was furious, like, what? And, you know, the blood was like pumping up, like really to my head. I said, what did you do? He said, yeah. I said, my winter clothes were in there. And I think if I would have kept my mouth open, I would say many things to him. But I was like, okay, I'm going. And then I walked outside. I had a walk 10 minutes, came back. Luckily, he wasn't on the balcony anymore. Then I was sitting at home and really doing this. Like breathing heavily. I took a pillow in my mouth and I was really like, I was like yelling in the pillow because my anger had to get out. And I didn't talk to my neighbor and I didn't see him, luckily, for 1 week. Usually I see him every day. And I was like, I don't want to see him. After 1 week, when I really calmed down, I could just look at it from a different viewpoint. Like, all right, he's such a nice person and he only wants to help me. Nothing was deliberate. Even he's not a nice person, nothing was deliberate. It was a mistake. And then this morning we had a coffee and I said, I understand you. But day one, even week one, I wasn't able to say that. But I chose there. The reason what I'm saying there is, I can give an example. I chose there to leave the situation. And I know we cannot always leave the situation where we are at.
Totally. This is a very good example and a very important question that you're asking, because when you started your story at the beginning, you said, my purpose was to be loving and caring with people. But the problem, if you're not respecting yourself, I mean, a part of you is feeling anger. And this is totally normal. And you have also to honor this part of you that means, hey, I can accept that the anger is in me. If we are not, like you said, we are not loving ourselves, we are not caring ourselves, we are not honoring our diversity. So it's really important, as I understand right now, for me, I don't pretend also to know everything, but in my past today is very different. I accept myself because I've been experiencing the same thing. Like you say, at the beginning, you start your spiritual path. Hey, you have to be a good person. And you want to be loving, caring, grateful. And if you are not it, you are a bad person and you will have a bad karma and blah, blah, blah. But it's really when the duality of the personality of the ego is, make a recuperation is, I don't know if we say that, but takes those concepts and which are spiritual concepts and adapt them take advantage of them.
Yeah.
Because to be loving and caring, that means, hey, I am loving with myself and I am a human being. I can be reactive. I can be angry. I can be sad. I can be sometimes speaking bad to people. And sometimes it's like that. But it's not bad, it's not good. All has consequences. And like you said, when you become to a way of mastering yourself a little more, you say, hey, I feel the anger inside of me, okay, I am going to use it now and say it to that person because there's really something I have to protect myself, for mm-hmm. example. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. do I say, hey, I'm sorry. Guy, I feel so much anger now. I prefer we cut the conversation and we talk about that tomorrow or whatever. Yeah. Or and sometimes people will say, you don't have the choice. You have to find a solution. But just express, hey, you don't know. I am feeling so angry, anger in me right now. And I feel that it's so unfair what you said. I'm sorry. It's my point of view, but I have to share it with you. And only that, only being able to share it, to externalize it, makes a huge difference.
Antoine, I also would like to talk about the subtle art of balancing, manifesting a new life or a new personality we want and accepting who we are. Because as you know, we actually met at Dr. Joe Dispenza. We are both doing the work for a long time. And when we go there, we also work a lot on breaking the habit of being yourself and creating a new personality, right? And what happens often, what I hear from different people that are also doing this work or other work where they manifest and with me is, I'm so much focused sometimes on my goal or what I want to manifest that I don't accept the things that are going through me. For example, let me just say, I share my time between Amsterdam and Barcelona. And for a long, long time, I wanted to move abroad to a warmer country. And it was like one of my manifestations. I want that. And I was so much focused on it. And then the days that I didn't feel really well in Amsterdam, especially rainy days, cold days, I was like, what am I doing here? You know, I had all these feelings, but I was like, no, I cannot feel that. I'm going to feel again the feelings of me being in a warm country, having such an amazing network of friends, all these things, what I wanted, right? So how do we, while we are manifesting a new part in our life, how do we accept also the emotions that arise that do not really belong to that new life?
Yes, very good question. And I would say that what I understand, and for me, the formula I try to apply today is, like Dr. Joe say, first you can change only what you are aware of. First is becoming conscious mm-hmm. of the emotion, of your behavior, of your way of thinking. Then it's about accepting that today you are still there. Today, for instance, you are looking at your window, it's rainy, and you say, I feel sad. I feel angry. I feel frustrated. Okay. It's very important that you are able to embrace this emotion. The more you are able to embrace this, the more you are able to change and to go to another state of being. If not, you are struggling. And this can work, but it will come back. The more you resist, the more it persists. When you do that with someone, you know? But yeah, the more the more you accept, the more it flows like that. So, first, observation. Two, acceptation. It can take 3 minutes. I'm feeling sadness because I am far from my family. I am in this country. It's raining outside. Okay, I feel sad. I allow myself to feel sad. Okay, I allow this emotion. I disidentify with it, with breathing with it, to be in peace with that. And now I can choose. Hey, I am not only that. What I want to be, what would love say, what would joy say, what would peace say? And you ask another part of you, and you can be in peace, in sadness, in anger, and everything can coexist in you. And you are just the consciousness that is aware of that, and that keep on doing what it has to do according to your most beautiful goals and intention.
So is there a sequence of that? Let's say, for example, I'm a lawyer and I want to change my career. I want to become a writer. And in the meantime, I'm writing, but I'm making my money from being a lawyer, right? And every morning and every evening, I am visualizing being in the state of me being a writer, maybe traveling the world and meeting with people that read my writings. That's what I am visualizing every morning and every evening, especially when I'm the theta brainwave. But in the meantime, I work as a lawyer. I'm going to the office and I really don't like it. Let's say something happens with one of the clients. What is the sequence there? The sequence first accept, come back home. When you get back home, accept all the emotions that arise and maybe be in gratitude even that you have a job. And then do the meditation or visualization. How does that work?
I don't have a clear answer about that. I mean, it can be different for each person. First, what you said, what is very important is to have a clear intention. That's for sure. I want to be that. I want to become that. Two is like Dr. Joe, and this is why I love Dr. Joe work and Dr. Joe teaching. He explained, if you want to create a new reality, become a teacher or become a writer, you have to become a new personality. And a new personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. So now that you know what reality you want to create and what is a personality aligned to this reality, then you have to train yourself to become this new personality, this new version of yourself. And the best advice that you can have, and Dr. Joe explains that very good, is to watch, is to study, is to get in touch, is to watch podcasts, video, to read book about people who had already realized what you want to become. And the more you can have this knowledge, this information, the more you will be able to apply it and then to train to become more and more this way of thinking, this way of acting, and this way of feeling. So this is a training. But at the same time, yeah, you come back to work and it's about accepting the life you have right now. If you don't accept it, you are in frustration, you are in negativity, you are in opposition. So he's trying, he's also asking yourself, if my real goal is to become a writer, to become an happy person, how the thing I am doing now will be helpful for me, how I can use also the reality I am now in order to consider that like a challenge instead of a problem.
My analytical mind, that person that is a writer is not getting angry at that moment. But while the fact is, I feel angry maybe with a client. So that's what I was trying to ask. What is there a sequence there? Because yeah, I know it. I know it from here. Of course, the happy writer is in gratitude, loves the right things. But that moment, she works with a client, is a lawyer, and she's really not happy what she does. She's super angry.
What I will do in my case, and
yes,
this is my own way of, I would do that. Maybe today and tomorrow I would say something totally different, but I come back home and I say, hey, how I am feeling right now? Mm-hmm. I feel frustrated. I feel angry. Okay. I allow myself. First, I see, I become aware of it and I accept myself like it is. And really getting to this space of I give me the right, the permission, the authorization to feel that in my life. And when I am in peace with that, when I am able to disidentify, like we said, to feel this spot in yourself that you are not more totally attached to the emotion, but you are here and you are, then I would go to the creative part.
And can we say the more you allow to feel it, the shorter that stays? The less
totally.
You allow it, it might maybe meet me, you know, 1 week long I was angry with my neighbor and maybe I didn't make that much space that I was 1 week long angry with him. It took me 1 week, not one day.
Totally. And that when we teach Dr. Joe teaching, he reveals something very important, that an emotion, the chemical, biochemical charge creation of the emotion lasts between 60 and 90 seconds. That means that when you are feeling anger triggered by someone, you feel the anger. If you are really able to be like we will be one day practicing, you will be totally focused on the present moment. I say, I feel anger and I allow anger to be in myself. It can last 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. The problem, and Dr. Joe calls that the refractory period, that then after we say, I shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have told that. And you become to live again and again the same experience in your mind. And we know that the mind doesn't make the difference between a real experience that is created an emotion and mm-hmm. an emotion you are creating by thought alone. So you are repeating again and again and again. And instead of being 90 seconds, it becomes 1 minute, 5, 2 hours, 12, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Months, and like Dr. Joe say, it become a mood, then a temperament, then a personality trait, and you get enclosed into that. So the more you are able to accept and to process the emotion, the more you can go and do something else. But when you do the acceptation part, you never want to say, I don't want the emotion, because this means you're not accepting it. You want to say, you have all the right, my permission, my acceptation. I embrace you like you are. And this is when come that things are flowing.
So I want to share an experience with the audience where you were present. So I was invited to be a volunteer in Cancun last year, 2024. You were there. We were in the same team. And it's very important as a volunteer that you are very loving in real, not faking to be loving to the participants and really have the compassion. That's why you have been also chosen to be a volunteer. But at the end, we are all human beings, right? And something happens there which triggers me. And I am with Antoine and I really get angry. Like I can feel the anger. I don't take any action because I'm like, ooh, I cannot do that. I'm here for love, remember? And I walk to Antoine. Antoine is asking, hey, what happened? And I'm like, no, it's all good. And he says, no, it's not all good. And he asked me and then I explain. And he says, 60 to 90 seconds it takes to feel all the anger and get it out of your system. Once he told me that, I just stepped back. And I really felt that emotion. And after that, it still stayed a little bit, but there's a subtle thing there. Antoine, afterwards, when he saw me, he made the movement of a tiger with like, rah! And he made it also fun. You know, he was laughing. So we took it very light instead of like delving in it, you know, making it a drama. And with that, I had to laugh at myself. Ha, ha, ha. This just happened to me. But it truly, truly worked. So one of the last questions, Antoine.
And just about what you said, what is very important is look at the children, how they live. They feel many kind of emotions. They embrace it. They get angry. What, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and they jump to something else and they don't get caught. And this is a real example to go back to this inner... this childhood kind of being. Yeah.
So one other thing, like self-acceptance, we talked a lot about it. So are there any other practices that you do daily in order to make it easier for you to accept all the emotions, all the feelings, and ultimately yourself?
First is, for me, is becoming very aware of what's happening in me, asking myself, how do I feel right now? And because we are not aware, in most of cases, people are not aware of the way they feel. It's very difficult. How are you today? I'm good. We don't all never ask to people how they really feel. So ask yourself how you feel. Okay, I feel a little sadness. First, you become aware. Then, secondly, when you're aware of that, okay, I feel a little sadness. Can I allow myself to feel sad? And where do I feel this sadness? Maybe in my heart, maybe in this part of my body. Can I breathe a little? Just 1 minute with that. And I say, okay. And just those little paths are very helpful. And for me, what I love, of course, I love creative meditation, and we do that a lot with Dr. Joe, and it's powerful and it changed my life. And I love also to do silent little meditation, just to be in this awareness. I decide now to be the consciousness, which is whatever it is, my soul or my spirit or my higher self or my consciousness, that is here and is accepting everything. Mm-hmm. My emotion, my pain, my tension, the noise, the phone, whatever it is, I enter in this space where everything is welcome and accept. And the more I practice, the more eyes open, I can be in that state during a travel, while I'm having my dinner, while I'm watching the view, the sunset. I say, wow, everything is perfect like it is. Nothing has to change. And you have some moment of connection. I come back from Greece now and I was watching the view, the sea, the ocean, the people, the noise of the children. I was there. Wow. Everything is good and is at the perfect place in every moment. And when you see life like that, it's really magic.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this, Antoine. Thank you so, so much. Where can people find you, especially the French-speaking audience too, if they want to work with you? You do it, of course, also in English. Where can they find you?
I have, like you, a YouTube channel where they will find my name, Antoine Remazet. And I do some podcasts like you do, some live. And after from that, they will be able to find more information. And what I wanted to finish to say, because I loved when you started, I was thinking I have to prepare a lot of things for this podcast, and I was exactly thinking the same. And I started to prepare some answer, and I said, now you have two choices. Or you go prepared and you go rigid, perfectionist, or you do a meditation, you accept your fear, you go in the creative process and you see yourself flowing. Then you open your eyes and you surrender to whatever and you have fun. And I decided to choose myself like that. And it felt a little risky, a little challenging, but I am so happy for this conversation. And because it came from the heart, it came from the moment. And finally, it came just in the flow of with three or four questions, we had great, great sharing and insight. And this is very valuable. Thank you.
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, Antoine. Really, we will put all the links in the episode notes so people can reach you for individual coaching or group coaching. And this is gold, even platinum. Thank you so, so much. And see you soon.
See you soon. And let me wish to our auditors to find this, what is the most important in life. Think about it, this, whatever people do in their life, children, money, work, they always look for three main things: love, peace, and joy. And that's what I wish you to find, and it's always within you.
Yeah. Bye. Wishing you love, peace, and joy. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. If you have loved it, please leave a review. If you did not love it, please also leave a review, and so I can make a better one next time. And if you want to know more about the workshops and courses I am teaching, visit my website ozkanozlem.com. I will spell it for you. It's a Turkish name. ozkanozlem.com. May you be the best version of yourself today. Bye for now.